lock in the power of gold.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN. And the website is republicbroadcasting.org for RBN. And we're glad that you tuned in to the Repair of the Breach broadcast, which can be heard on with the pagan calendar state every Sunday night between 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. And last week we really had a fascinating guest with us, Lloyd Brumbaugh from Ohio. And he has a ministry called Truth Seekers. And there's been a lot of dialogue with some of the listeners with him in the past week. And we thought we'd bring him back for a second week. So we're going to be joined with Lloyd Brumbaugh in the broadcast. I'll take calls in the middle of the show or so. And we'll be right back. I'm Zach Daniel. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Lloyd Brumbaugh.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Condoning the Mormon Church or the LDS or any sect of it. We do believe that the covenant was to Yisrael and to Yada, which was every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. Ephraim had mixed himself, like Hosea 7:8, as we've talked about many times on this broadcast. And the covenant wasn't to a church, so to speak. It was to the called out ones, or to an assembly known as the Nazarene Israelites, found in Acts 24:5. With that, we'll bring on Lloyd Brumbaugh from Truth Seekers, a ministry he has. That you can receive free tracks from him, courtesy of Lloyd. You can write to him at True Seekers, P.O. Box 100, Ludlow Falls, Ohio, 45339. Again, that's True Seekers, P.O. Box 100, Ludlow Falls, Ohio, 45339. And with that, Lloyd, welcome, and thank you for returning back to the Repair the Breach broadcast. How are you doing?
Well, just fine, Zach. First, I want to say greetings to all your listeners out there tonight, and I do sincerely appreciate you inviting me to join you tonight.
Well, I say it's our pleasure. I mean, you really have done some research. You've done a lot of information gathering, and you put it in some pretty enlightening tracks. I'm really impressed with some of your writings. And but tonight, I'd like to maybe go over with you, and you can kind of take your liberty. How many would try to condemn the book without even researching it out, like Proverbs said, that a wise man, he heareth the matter and he searcheth it out before he answereth it. And I think a lot of people, a lot of believers in the Messiah should take that approach. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes. You know, I've been a skeptic myself for many years, and I'm not one to just believe something without some serious research. And I can say this, I know for sure. The truth is the truth, and it's something that's not going to alter itself to accommodate your opinion or mine, so it behooves us to try to search out what the truth is. That's been my policy all my life.
Absolutely. And I'd like, I asked you earlier if you could possibly go over some of the purposes for the Nephite record, more commonly called the Book of Mormon. What would be the purpose? Why would the Almighty choose another book when many would say we already got a Bible just like Second Nephi 20, I think 28 and 29 talks about. How would you address those issues and those people?
Well, you know, Zach, I think what I would like to say is I just feel with all my heart that people should take time to read the book. You know, be as critical as you want, draw your own conclusions, but don't ignore the book. You really need to read it. There are a lot of people, I think, out there that really don't know too much about the book. I would like to start by saying some people might even wonder, why is it called the Book of Mormon? Some people have thought that perhaps it's something that was written or concocted by the Mormon Church to help promote their particular religion. Actually, the book itself is a cumulative history which started around 600 B.C. and spanned a period of a little over 1,000 years, which would lead us up to about 421 A.D., at which time this history was buried in the earth so as to become a time capsule planned, engineered, designed by our Creator, Yahweh Himself, the God of Israel. That's a pretty amazing thing, and of course we knew nothing about this until the time capsule came out of the ground, and that occurred in the year 1827. This divine time capsule came forth to us actually on a Bible holy day called the Feast of Trumpets, which in that particular year was September 22nd. Actually, the reason it's called the Book of Mormon is because Mormon was the father of the man who buried this history in the earth. In fact, let me just read a quick verse out of the book here, and it'll explain it. I'm going to read this verse to you. It says, "And now I, Mormon, make a record of the things which I have both seen and heard, and call it the Book of Mormon." Now, he wrote that, as I said, somewhere around 400 A.D., plus or minus a few years. So you see, this book had its beginning long before there ever was a Mormon church. I guess you could say it this way. The book is not named after the church. Rather, the church is named after the book. What do you say about that, Zach? Got anything you want to add to your...
That's well stated, but I'm sure you would concur as well, as I stated earlier, that we know the church system, regardless of what the church calls itself, LDS, Mormon, et cetera, all the Protestant Christian denominations, if you want to get into that, and, of course, the mother of all the churches, and that is the Roman church, since they were the first church, because they're the ones that brought the term church. Wasn't even the original Bible, and of course we know that was never the true bride of the Messiah. With a counterfeit bride, was obviously the church system, the counterfeit system, and of course the denominal daughters. And again, we're not throwing rocks at anybody. I used to pastor a non-denominal, quote unquote church, and we realized that the church system, whether it be LDS, Roman, denominal, non-denominal, it is. Many Israelites are trapped, I should say, inside those realms, maybe not even realizing it, that they're to come out of the church system altogether and to come out of the pagan names altogether, albeit the name Jesus, Jehovah, Lord, or God were all pagan entities, as you know. So I think when we read the Nephite record of the Book of Mormon, we have that same mindset that whenever we see the name J-E-S-U-S or G-O-D, obviously the name of Yahweh was the intended name originally by the Father for people to come to him as the Almighty Messiah. That's what I would say about that.
Well, speaking of churches, Zach, if you don't mind, I'd like to make a little comment here.
Sure.
I think there's a lot of people make the mistake of violating Yahweh's first commandment, which is found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. That commandment says, "We're to have no other besides Yahweh."
Right.
I believe people violate that by putting their church ahead of that.
Agreed.
People tend to give their allegiance and their loyalty to some church or organization. We've seen that so many times, people make that mistake.
Yeah, because I believe there's an emotional tie-in. Many would say, well, my grandfather, he was a Baptist, so I'll die a Baptist, or my mom was a Catholic, so I'll die a Catholic. I mean, you hear all these type of emotional-driven statements, and don't get me wrong, they're sincere. But in reality, you're right. We have to search the book, the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. That's the stick of Yada or Judah, came from the Jews, the true Jews in a sense, even though that's a misnomer in the term. Obviously, there's no letter J originally in the Hebrew, and even today, for that matter, in the Greek or Hebrew. But yet, the stick of Yosef was the Nephite record. This is the history of Manasseh's or Ephraim's or Joseph's descendants, and that was the northern kingdom that many overlook and don't even consider as scripture.
You know, Zach, something else I'd like to say to our listeners tonight, the Book of Mormon is not the exclusive property of the Mormon Church. In fact, many churches have come into existence because of this divine time capsule. A lot of people are not aware of that, but that is the truth. In fact, I have right here in front of me right now a paperback book of over 300 pages, and this book gives a listing and a brief introduction to all of the various churches, groups, denominations that profess to believe the Book of Mormon. And it contains well over 150 different groups. Now, some of them have gone extinct, but there's many of them, probably well over 100 of them, that are still in existence to this day. Now, obviously, of course, Yahweh, our Creator, is not the author of confusion. People get hung up concerning the question of where is the true church. But I think, friends, you need to understand one thing. Searching for truth is really more important than searching for the true church. So the question is, what is the truth? That's the important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like the name of the ministry Yahweh gave you, Truth Seekers. I mean, we need to be open to the Father and broken to His Spirit so that we can get a renewed vision of how He wants us to see things instead of our own preconceived ideologies and what we've been raised to believe. We're visiting with Lloyd Brumbaugh of Ludlow Falls, Ohio, True Seekers Ministry, and we're going to be right back. We're going to take calls at the bottom of the hour, and if you have calls, wait about halfway through. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Dan of the Repair of the Breach, and we're visiting with Lloyd Brumbaugh of Ludlow Falls, Ohio, True Seekers Ministries, and there's a text I'd like to read out of the Nephite record, or the record of the Nephites, more commonly called the Book of Mormon today. Mosiah chapter 15 states, "And now Abinadi said unto them, I would that ye should understand that the Almighty himself shall come down among the children of men, and shall redeem his people. And because he dwelleth in flesh, he shall be called the Messiah. And having subjected the flesh to the will of the Father, being the Father and the Messiah," or many would call the Son, S-O-N. "The Father, because he was conceived by the power of the Almighty, and the Son, or the Messiah, because of the flesh, thus becoming the Father and the Messiah. And they are one Almighty, yea, the very eternal Father of heaven and earth." Now, these texts right here, this text particularly, just blows the doctrine of the Trinity out of the ballpark. Wouldn't you agree, Lloyd?
Well, yes, absolutely, Zach. You know, and if I may add something to that, many people have heard that the Mormon Church has some very strange beliefs about God. Maybe you've heard that the Mormons believe if you're a good Mormon Church member, someday you'll become a god. They believe in a large plurality of gods and such as that. I can tell you for sure that that doctrine does not come from the Book of Mormon. So you're absolutely right, Zach, about that.
They don't believe in the oneness. In their articles of faith, I guess their official position, they believe in a Trinity, and yet the Book of Mormon teaches against the Trinity. So it just goes to show you folks that this book was not concocted by Joseph Smith on his own volition, and it wasn't concocted by any of the leadership of past, present, or future leadership of the Mormon Church. So like you said earlier, they don't have in a paraphrase, they don't have the patents of the book. They're not the ones that have the exclusive rights, obviously.
Yeah, and you know, Zach, what you're saying is a very powerful thing. That's a proof in itself, or at least a strong evidence, that Joseph Smith could not have written the Book of Mormon. The logic of that is simply like this. The Book of Mormon very clearly, repeatedly, and consistently teaches what's known as the oneness doctrine. That is, that there truly is only one God. There's not three or two or one and a half. There is only one. The one and only Creator, Yahweh, the God of Israel, presented his own self in a physical body so as to be the New Testament Messiah. Just like you read that out of that verse there, Zach. That's what the Book of Mormon teaches.
And right. Absolutely. And it's not just one isolated. It's all throughout the
Yes, that being the case, Joseph Smith could not have written that because Joseph Smith did not understand, believe, or teach that doctrine. We have historical evidence that the early Mormon Church, Joseph Smith, did not understand that, which means they could not have concocted the book themselves. It had to come from a different source.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it was, why would the God impossible? It would be labeled a false doctrine, but that was prophesied in Isaiah 29. Would you agree?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, I'm just saying the book would be labeled as a whole from the church world a false doctrine, but yet in the book of Isaiah chapter 29, it was prophesied that it would be labeled as such. So it's not to be shocking then.
Well, yes, because mainstream Christianity believes in the Trinity. Christianity has a major problem with that issue because they cannot reconcile some very pointed Old Testament scriptures that make it very clear that Yahweh is the only one. In fact, that's one of the reasons that the mainstream Christianity does not even want to use Yahweh's name, because understanding who Yahweh, the God of Israel, is, that is the first step in debunking the Trinity doctrine.
Right, and when, of course, Yahweh came in the flesh as the Messiah, he declared that when Philip had seen him, that he had seen the Father, the invisible, now had become visible Messiah. One and the same person, but one and the same name, because he said he came in the Father's name, and everyone, even in Christianity, would acknowledge Trinitarian Christianity, they would acknowledge that the Father's name was never Jesus.
Yeah, they're very confused about that, though. Some of them are very confused.
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to go over, if you don't mind, in the next 20 minutes or so in the broadcast before we go to calls, a little bit about the purposes. Why would the book exist, or what would be the purposes? And maybe you can shed some light on that.
Maybe I can come up with a few things on that. I would say, though, Zach, actually one of the main purposes is to confound false doctrine. And this doctrine of how many gods there are is a very popular false doctrine. In fact, I would urge you, people in the audience tonight, I want to tell you, I'm holding in my hand right now a little tract which I wrote titled The Book of Mormon Teaches Oneness. And in this tract, I also make reference to a book which I can send you. And if you have this tract, you can see what I'm talking about. There's a book that very thoroughly goes through the Book of Mormon to show that its teaching on that subject is consistent. So if you would like to get this, If you'll write to me, I'll send it to you free of charge along with some other items, and that way you'll have that. But as you were saying, there's many other reasons why the Book of Mormon is important.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back with Lloyd Brumbaum, Zach Daniel, and Repair the Breach here on RBN. Stay tuned. We've got much to come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Here on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Zach Daniel, the Repair of the Breach, and I'm with Lloyd Brumbaugh, Truth Seekers Ministry. You can write to him, and he will send you complimentary free tracks that he has written. You can write to him at Truth Seekers, P.O. Box 100, Ludlow Falls, Ohio, 45339. Again, Truth Seekers, P.O. Box 100, Ludlow Falls, Ohio, 45339. These are complimentary and free of charge to you if you write to Lloyd. Also, you can email him at truthseekers_ohio@yahoo.com. Is that correct, Lloyd? Lloyd, have we lost Lloyd?
I'm still here.
Okay. You have an email, truthseekers_ohio@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, truthseekers, all one word, and then a space with an underscore under the space, and then ohio@yahoo.com.
Let's turn our attention to 3 Nephi 1:13, where the Almighty spoke to Nephi, and he said, "Lift up your head and be of good cheer. For behold, the time is at hand, and on this night shall the sign be given, and on the morrow come I," the Almighty saying this, "come I unto the world to show unto the world that I will fulfill all that which I have caused to be spoken by the mouth of my holy prophet. Behold, I come unto my own to fulfill all things which I have made known unto the children of men from the foundation of the world, and to do the will both of the Father and of the Son," or the Messiah, "of the Father because of me, and of the Messiah or Son because of my flesh. And behold, the time is at hand, and this night shall the sign be given." Another powerful oneness text I'm sure you would concur with.
Yes, the oneness is just consistent so many places throughout the Book of Mormon. But you know what, Zach, that verse you just read, if we go on to the next verse, it brings up another subject I'd like to comment on just briefly.
Go ahead, read
it. It talks about the sign.
Okay.
During the time period when the Messiah was laying dead in the tomb, you know, we have in our New Testament, there was a sign of darkness for about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, over here in America, the darkness was for the entire span of time that he lay dead in the tomb. And Christianity has taught that that period of time was from a Good Friday evening until an Easter Sunday morning. From Friday evening to Sunday morning resurrection. That's the way it is commonly taught. There's problems with that because in Matthew we're told that he would be 3 days and three nights. And there's no possible way you can get 3 days and three nights between Friday evening and Sunday morning. The Book of Mormon itself makes it abundantly clear that that time period was 3 full days and three nights. Ironically, the Mormon Church, which has inherited many of the false traditions of Christianity, does not teach that. They teach the Friday to Sunday morning tradition, but their own book proves that that cannot be true. Just a little sidelight there I wanted to share with you.
Right, and of course, you know, if anybody's listening to this broadcast at any length, they understand by now that even the days of the pagan week are pagan in origin and actually planetary worship. And in fact, Yahweh said, because many didn't receive the love of the truth, he would give them up to worship the host of heaven, or he would send them a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned. And there is a lot of traditions that have been perpetrated in the church world that indeed are not scripturally backed. And there are some other purposes in the Book of Mormon or the Nephite record, like revealing to the native first people of the land that they are indeed of the lost sheep of the house of Israel, or the tribe of Joseph, or actually half of Manasseh. Would you agree with that as well?
Yes, that's absolutely true. You know, there are some prophecies in our Old Testament which make it clear that there is a remnant of the tribe of Joseph somewhere on this earth today. So if you are a Bible believer, it becomes necessary to be able to point the finger and say, here is the house of Joseph. Because of that, some false doctrines have been invented, but the Book of Mormon answers that question and shows us who those people are. They are Native Americans.
Right, and that's even Alaskan natives as well, and of course a bunch of others as well.
Well, you know, there are Eskimos. There are some people who may have came across the Bering Straits, but for the most part, the people here on this North American continent are of the tribe of Joseph.
Right, absolutely. And the two sticks issue is raised in Ezekiel 37. For those that say, well, Zach, you know, you're really going out of Scripture. I was say, well, go back into Ezekiel chapter 37, one of the canonized scriptural books, and it does prophesy of the stick of Joseph and the stick of Judah. And if you look at the word stick, it does mean writing instrument or a record, and that indeed would be fulfilled in the Nephite record, or the record of the Nephites, more commonly called the Book of Mormon. Would you agree with that, Lloyd?
Well, yes, and you know, speaking of Old Testament prophecies and the interrelationship between our Hebrew Bible and the Book of Mormon, there are so many details where the two books dovetail together. And quite frankly, that's one of the proofs that the book could not have been concocted by Joseph Smith. There are just too many intricate, interdependent details where the two books dovetail together. In fact, I've got a paper right here in my hand right now where I have made a list of various prophecies in our Old Testament and how they interrelate to the Book of Mormon. It's too numerous for me to go over here, but it's really interesting studying, I'll tell you for sure. You know, you're speaking about some of the purposes of the Book of Mormon. There is one other purpose I would like to mention briefly, if I may, Zach.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, our present New Testament, the oldest manuscripts that we have do not go back to the originals. We do not have original manuscripts of our New Testament. And
right.
The New Testament that we do have, quite frankly, has suffered some tampering. It has come through the hands of people in the early period of its formation. It has come through the hands of some people that were not entirely trustworthy, and they may have had their own political or their own agenda for whatever reason. And the Book of Mormon, one of its purposes is to correct that deficiency, to make up for some of the things that have been deliberately taken from our New Testament. If you read the 13th chapter of 1 Nephi, it explains the whole thing. It's laid out there where you can easily understand it. So I don't think I'll say any more about that for now, but that is a very important reason why the Book of Mormon is necessary.
Right. That's a good point you bring up, Lloyd, because indeed, you know, that is the case. There are many many other purposes as well, but there's no question that is one of the bigger purposes as well. I think it's highly beyond ironic, or beyond irony, and beyond uncanniness that in Isaiah and in Ezekiel 37 and Isaiah 29, the book is mentioned, albeit maybe not directly, but indirectly, and yet it's prophesied in the Bible that it's going to be labeled like a familiar spirit or a false doctrine, or not of the Spirit of the Father, but yet it is of the Father to confound false doctrine, and yet it's labeled false doctrine by the church world, and yet its purpose is to reprove false doctrine, to correct the errors, as you mentioned in 1 Nephi 13, that detail the monks monkeying around with the manuscripts up in the monastery, that great harlot church system. That would come to be the counterfeit bride, not the real bride that was only for Israel and Judah. Your thoughts and comments, Lloyd?
Yeah, that's certainly true. Here's another verse out of Isaiah 29:14. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people. We don't have time to go over all these things on this short broadcast tonight, but I would challenge any one who rejects the Book of Mormon to read that verse and tell us, you know, what is this marvelous work that this is talking about in Isaiah 29? If you read the Book of Mormon and you understand it, it all fits together perfectly. It just makes so much sense.
And right.
The Bible really cannot be understood totally apart from the Book of Mormon because of the things that has been taken from it. I'm not trying to degrade the Bible, but I'm just saying there's some reason why there is so much disagreement in the church world today, and part of that reason is because of some of these deficiencies.
Absolutely, and because of that, it's like having the pieces of the puzzle all discombobulated and thrown together, and yet half of it's missing, or three quarters of it, or 10 or 20% that are very key pieces, and people have said this is the way it's supposed to look, but yet they don't got the finished product. I think you might even analogize similar that in essence, if you look at something long enough on a wall, a picture or a jigsaw puzzle long enough, you'll begin to think that's the way it's supposed to look like, when in reality people don't realize there's missing pieces. And people can tell something's not right. If even Christian theologians acknowledge that there was some tampering, even the so-called church fathers, falsely so-called church fathers, acknowledge such instances. Would you like to take some calls, Lloyd?
Absolutely.
Okay, if you'd like to talk to Lloyd, my special guest, Lloyd Brubaugh of Ludlow Falls, Ohio, Truth Seekers Ministry, you can call in now, 800-313-9443. Again, that number again is 800, toll-free, 800-313-9443. And if you got questions, comments, even if you agree, disagree with Lloyd, please feel free to chime in if you disagree with me as well. We don't censor calls, we don't screen calls. 800-313-9443. And Lloyd, I think that a lot of people, a lot of believers in the Old Testament and New Testament, really are better stated First Covenant and the New Covenant, really should read the book. If you really believe in the Torah and you really believe in the Almighty Messiah, I think it'll answer a lot of questions. Take all your preconceived notions, strip that aside, and I'm telling you, it will blow your mind. You don't have to join any church. We're not even condoning it. In fact, the covenant again was to Israel. We're telling you, just read the book and pray over these things.
Well, yes, but, you know, and I would say this to you listeners out there. If there's anyone out there who thinks that we're just off the wall and on a wrong rabbit trail here, please let me know how the Book of Mormon came into existence. If you can show some viable, plausible explanation of the origin of that book to prove that it's a fraud, I want the truth. But I have searched. I've read anti-Mormon books. I have not found any theory that answers the question. That's one of the reasons why I believe the book is true.
Yeah, absolutely. And you should read the book before you judge the matter. And I think that is fair. I think if you're honest with yourself, the scripture even says, as we alluded to earlier, a wise man will hear a matter out before he answers or judges it. So if you think, you know, Lloyd and I are wrong, please explain why we're wrong, and we're glad to listen to it, because we don't mean that facetiously, we mean that honestly. We're searching for truth like anybody else. And none of us are claiming to have arrived, but we do believe that we do need to stay open to the Father. And, just like when someone gives a prophecy or an interpretation or a tongues and interpretation, you judge it by Scripture. All we're saying is when you read the Nephite record or the Book of Mormon, judge it by the Torah and by the Spirit of Yah. And ask yourself, hey, does this lift up the Scripture? Does this lift up my spirit? Does this lift up the Father, more importantly, the Messiah, Yahweh? And I think if you're honest with yourself, you would have to agree that it does. Your thoughts, Lloyd?
Yeah, something else I'd like to say, if I may.
Sure.
If there happens to be any Sabbath keepers out there in our audience, with such a large audience, I'm sure there are, I would like to say this. I know that quite a few Sabbath keepers reject the Book of Mormon because the large denomination in Salt Lake City is a Sunday-keeping church. Now, what I want to say to that is Sunday-keeping is not found in the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon does promote keeping Yahweh's Ten Commandments, including the fourth commandment about the Sabbath day. I know that to be a fact. I've studied it, and I would like to offer you something. Some years ago, I made a 90-minute cassette tape where I went through the Book of Mormon very thoroughly and examined that subject. I could send you a copy of that cassette tape if you would request it. Or better yet, I could send it to you as an MP3 audio file as an email attachment. If you write to me at that truthseekersohio@yahoo.com and just ask for the Sabbath Book of Mormon audio, I will send it to you as an email attachment.
Yeah, and I have heard that. And, Lloyd, I tell you, there is so much information in your tracks. Again, I really enjoy a lot of your writings. Of course, there's a couple things I would disagree with, but nevertheless, we have remained close friends, through the last 5 years. And Lenny, I've considered you a close friend, and you know, I respect a lot of what you have written. But nevertheless, I think the biggest issue that we've talked about is the purpose of the book was to confound the false doctrine of who the Almighty is, that he's not three persons. He's one Almighty coming in the invisible came visibly in the flesh as the Messiah. And I think those first three commandments have a lot to do with that issue, not having any others. He didn't say, hey, wait till the New Testament, I'm going to send somebody else to worship, for you to worship. No, he said, don't have any others before me. Those first three commandments are crucial. And, of course, you touched on the fourth commandment, the Sabbath, and that is ultimately crucial as well. I've always taught it like this, that the name and the identity of the Messiah will get you in his covenant, but the Sabbath will be the test to see if you remain or stay in his covenant.
Well, it's very clear the Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments, and there's no reason why it should be ignored and explained away and argued against like it is in mainstream Christianity.
Yeah, absolutely. If we have any callers, 800-313-9443, our guest, Lloyd Brumbaugh of Ludlow Falls, Ohio. We'd love to take your calls. If not, maybe we've got a few minutes here before we go to the last break. Maybe we'll just hold Lloyd over here for the final segment, get his final thoughts, his comments. And you've been listening to the Repair the Breach broadcast. We've got one more final segment before we sign off. But, folks, get the Nephite Record or the Book of Mormon and read it. Don't join the church, or any church for that matter. But stay away from all those other books within that church, but stick to the Book of Mormon. You'll be fine in the Bible. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
back here for the final segment of the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'm Zach Daniel, Zechariah Daniel, here with Lloyd Brumbaugh, Ludlow Falls, Ohio, True Seekers Ministry. And we've got about 4 or 5 minutes, and I don't think we had any callers, but I'd love to have you back again sometime in the near future, Lloyd, and maybe final comments, final thoughts here for the last couple of minutes of the last segment here.
Well, I would just like to offer to you listeners out there tonight, I'd like to tell you I have a sample package of tracts here that I've written on a number of subjects. If there's any agnostics, atheists out there in the audience, I have a little no-nonsense tract here titled, Is There a God?, that I would like to give you. If there's anyone else that has any interest in pagan holidays, the Bible calendar, all sorts of subjects here, a total of 23 tracts in a little packet that I send to you free, just write to Truth Seekers, Post Office Box 100, Ludlow Falls, Ohio, 45339. Or you can email me, and I will send you the same thing. That's truthseekers_ohio@yahoo.com.
Lloyd, are you going to be speaking anywhere at any seminars? This is where we met, where I was speaking in Eaton Rapids. Actually, we met prior to that in Roseport, and I know you've spoken at those conferences before. You got any other speaking engagements lined up yourself right now?
I don't have anything lined up right now. I just go with the flow, whatever comes up. I usually attend meetings every year, Feast of Tabernacles time. I'm just available to help people search for truth in whatever way I can.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been visiting with Lloyd Brumbaugh of True Seekers Ministry. And Lloyd, I do want to thank you for joining us tonight. It's really been, again, an honor to have you back-to-back, actually, broadcast. And we really would love to have you come back again. I'm sure you'd be open to that, hopefully, right?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for the invitation. I've enjoyed spending the evening with you, Zach. And I can't make any absolute commitments, but just call me whenever you want, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, thank you very much, Lloyd. That was Lloyd Brumbaugh of Ludlow Falls, Ohio, True Seekers Ministries. Just a real fascinating gentleman and a really staunch researcher and a prolific writer, and has gotten some great information, and we appreciate him being with us tonight. And folks, we've got two more minutes or so before the broadcast ends, and I'd like to let everyone know that for one more, just to translate on the pagan calendar, just for one more Friday evening to Saturday evening will be the last Sabbath of the ninth moon. There'll be the full new moon will rise either Saturday night or Sunday night. Most likely it'll probably be Saturday night coming up, and that'll be the starting of winter officially. The tenth moon always is the beginning of winter, just like the first moon begins the year in spring, and fourth moon begins the summer, and the seventh moon begins the fall, and of course the tenth moon, which will begin most likely Saturday night or Sunday night. So the Sabbath most likely will be from Saturday night to Sunday night, starting in the next couple weeks. But again, the last Sabbath of the ninth moon, it'll be from Friday, this coming Friday evening, to Saturday evening. And folks, I'm telling you, the fourth commandment, as Lloyd touched on, is really important to keep. We need to get back to the Father's house by observing his Sabbath. And it was always determined by the moon. There was no perpetual seven-day cycle, as many would teach and agree that there is a seven-day cycle, but it's only in the moon. It's not a perpetual cycle like a hamster in a wheel that doesn't stop for anything, because Yahweh's feasts were always appointed by the moon. Psalms 104:19 says that. Psalms 89.